How are you feeling? I hope you are amazing in every single way, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. You can always prep yourself to be at your best, even though we have good days and bad days, in quotes, because life is perhaps 50-50 for all of us. And so we keep going, we move forward no matter what, don't we? Okay, the idea is to go for your dreams, go for your goals. And if you're here and this resonates with you, then listen to me because everything really depends on your gut. Yes, that's why I am the abs coach from the inside out, because it's a matter of optimizing your microbiome, your mindset, and I have a microphone. Let me know how this sounds because I've tried different microphones and this one is a new one. Uh-oh, my doggy is crying. I haven't told you about things that have happened. Eventually I will because everything happens for us. So haven't been complaining yet. It hasn't been easy. And actually I'm going to have to stop right now because he is calling me. But definitely don't let challenges and situations and circumstances get you down nor out of the game. It could be something temporary, like in my case. And I just want to tell you, and that's why I'm here, you know, I say, okay, let me record a quick one, but I'm always going to be with you. And that's the idea. Okay. I want to support you and your dreams. Okay. I'm back. And I did one set of kettlebell deadlifts, by the way. I got some air outdoor. I relaxed because my dog Valentino was crying. And the short of it is that he's 16 and yes, he's a long living dog and he needs my help to eat and to move around and other moments in which he has to go, you know, number one, number two, and that. And so it's not easy for me yet. You know, I'm supporting his life as long as he wants to live. And I think it's fabulous that this is something really positive, you know, because it may sound like, oh, I'm complaining, like I don't want to complain. Yet I'm confessing, I am sharing with you some of the negative aspects of my decisions, of my life. And taking care of dogs is not easy. And yet I don't believe in putting them down. In fact, you know, he didn't want to eat some couple months ago. And oh my God, I thought, oh, he was going to go. He didn't want to live anymore. But you know, I love nutrition and it's all about microbiome nutrition for them too. So I'm like, no, this is a challenge. This is occurring for him and for me. And we're going to create miracles here like we did 7 years ago. Remember, I think I told you that he recovered the mobility of his hind legs miraculously. And at the same time, it's all infinite intelligence of his own body recovering, thanks to God, the universe, and whatever you believe in, something that we can't even explain, with the help of great, nutritious, whole foods, obviously natural, that are good for him, and herbs, and everything that I usually recommend, including, oh my gosh, what can I tell you? It's like such a combination, you know, as a holistic nutritionist that I am, and a biologist, I like to do research and combine this and that. And this episode is not about that in particular, but I just want to tell you that it's super positive that he is eating a lot. And today he was eating more than ever. And not everything that I feed him is vegan because dogs are not necessarily vegan. It's like, and this is controversial as well. I mean, some people think that we are not naturally frugivores, but according to my research, we are. So we are made to eat fruit, even though the system is telling us not to. You know, I just recorded a TikTok video on that. It's like everybody wants to be absolutely right. Everybody wants to say the absolute truth. And maybe there is no absolutes here and everything is relative. I always say you eat whatever you want. You do whatever you want. If you don't want to exercise, you don't want to move, it's up to you. If you don't want to eat fruits, that's totally your decision. Yet, if you're working with me, you're going to create your own plan, and I'm going to give you all the encouragement and the suggestions to add more prebiotic fibers that are present in not just fruits, but veggies and nuts and seeds and whole grains, including oatmeal. Okay, good oatmeal, of course. I'm talking about organic, whole, non-GMO. Okay, and yes, a lot of legumes, meaning beans and lentils that are so amazing. Are you calling me again? Seriously, Valentino? Oh my goodness. I am cajoling. Is that how you say it? It's like I'm petting him so much and I'm being such a people pleaser. In this case, I'm a dog pleaser. So I'm going to have to go again to see what he's calling me for. I think he wants me to move him. He has like three beds. I actually have two big beds for him, plus a small one. And he's on the small one right now. So maybe he wants me to move him to the other big bed. So breathe, Monica. And this is something I recommend that I've also learned in life coaching, is that you can have a messy life. And most of our lives are messy, especially when you want to get someplace, like, you know, for a goal that you have, a dream, and you want to be above average, okay? You want to do more because it's in your heart to go to your next level, your next step. And that's going to take work. It's going to take hard work, and it's going to take something that I'm going to explain when I come back, okay? So hang on. I'll be right back. And I'm here to tell you that it's all worth it. No matter how hard and challenging and messy your life may be at some point when you're trying to do something different, it's all for us to grow and to evolve, in my opinion, of course. And I have some tips for you, because when I was helping my dog to move, and by the way, he not only got his appetite back, but he's got more appetite than ever. He's like turning into a puppy. So, you know, 16 years old for a dog the size of mine. I mean, he's pretty big. Wow, it's almost like a miracle. And he is like a miracle, as I said. Now he has his mobility thanks to this holistic approach that includes nutrition, therapy, yes, exercise, of course. In fact, I'm doing park therapy with him every single day. And today he was just walking. And it's not perfect, but he's getting there. So who knows how much longer he wants to live. And I thought, let me share with you what I find very useful so that, you know, you can go through certain moments in your life that may be similar. By the way, there's nothing harder. I mean, no gym. I used to live in gyms, you know. I don't know if I've told you, but I used to teach 3 to 5 classes a day and be coordinator and supervisor and director. I had many different roles in different moments of my life. And that would be corporate gyms as well as commercial gyms and health clubs. And I never saw any exercise. I never saw any movement. I never taught one. Even though I went through lots of certifications, and in fact, I gave my own, including Yogi Lattes, which I want to give again, by the way. I want to teach it again. And I have just so many ideas. So I think I'm like Valentino. It's like I'm reviving myself. It's like I'm renewing, refreshing, renovating, seriously, like resetting my life. And I want you to do the same if you want to. It's all possible. It's like a renaissance, like reinventing yourself and letting go of what doesn't serve you anymore and just jumping into your next version. And it's fun. And that doesn't mean it's easy. But seriously, I never, ever saw, nor did, nor taught, nor learned any exercise harder than actually helping my dog to move. That is so hard. And I'm like, I do some Kapalabhati breathing. Yes, you know, even like through my nose, and I get the courage and the strength to help him out when he's either lying down or he doesn't want to move, but he needs to move. So it's been like a dead weight. This is harder than kettlebells. This is harder than any sandbags. I'm telling you, the real life is harder than any kind of gym. And that's why I really, really admire workers that are out there doing the physical work, you know, like gardeners, like, you know, there are assistants that have helped us clean the house, for instance. Right now I'm doing it myself. So, oh my goodness. You know, I admire them even more because it really is very good movement. You know, beyond exercise, the idea is that we stay mobile, as I've told you before, if you've been following my podcast. And if not, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you about it all the time, especially when I'm doing it and I'm living it. And so I'm teaching it and I know it works. Okay. And the most, for me, it's surprising. And at the same time, it's kind of worrisome and it really concerns me that I see young people not being able to squat down. I'm like, what are you doing? Come on, squat. Come and squat. And I'm down here, you know, like right now I'm kneeling, but, you know, most of the time I'm down and dirty and, you know, ASS to the grass kind of girl actually doing the thing. And yes, I did record some videos and I do have pictures. So eventually I'll compose the whole story on Valentino and his recovery 7 years ago. And then now when he lost his companion. So I'm telling you a lot of the story already. And so Rika is no longer with us. And I have some tips for you. Okay. I have 5 important recommendations before I go. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful because I'm learning. And yes, I'm very humbled. And at the same time, like I said, it's like we've got to get down on the floor and do more of that natural movement that we are somehow discouraged from doing because of all the comforts, you know. We are always looking for pleasure, getting away from pain. That's how our primal brain works. And you know, that goes for movement. It's even people who go to the gyms, they're not very agile to actually squat, except for the guy who was fixing my fridge last week. I mean, amazing. And his assistant wasn't squatting at all. And so it's such a contrast for me to see different workers being fit or not fit. And yes, squatting is big, is like the most important thing we can do. And if you're not squatting, I don't know what you're doing. And I'm not talking about squatting just for the butt, the bubble butt, and that kind of trend, which I think is kind of superficial. I'm talking about something deep that is important, I would say vital for our survival, so that we're not dependent on any kind of cane, nor wheelchair, nor any of those in-between things, like, you know, like andadera, how would you call it? Like a walking thing that has wheels, something to help you walk. I mean, of course, there's moments in which we might need them. But for the most part, if you stay agile, mobile, just, you know, with this coordination that is important and, you know, with the capacity to move in different directions and in different levels, I mean, that's really where it's at. So deep down, deep dive into mobility, we're going to do in future podcasts as well. But, you know, just a pointer, a reminder. Okay. So these are my tips that include squatting if you want to help your companion dog, for instance. I mean, really, you can't just do it from the top, like whether you're, I don't know how tall you are, but it's not about your height. It's like we've all got to squat. I mean, how could you help a dog if you're not actually kneeling or squatting? I don't know. Anyway, number one, definitely breathe. Ah, that helps me, especially when I get like almost into a panic attack, which I hardly ever get anymore. In fact, I'm not getting it because now I learn to manage my mind, actually. But meaning that, you know, I was recording and I was like, oh my God, finally, I'm going to be back on my podcast. And then Valentino kept crying and crying. He wanted to move and he also wanted to drink. But I still don't know how to understand him all the time. Sometimes I do because I'm really in tune with him. But sometimes I don't. And I didn't know he needed to drink so much water. So he did. And then there was a poof outside. Anyway, so in that moment, you heard me. I was like, oh my God, he's crying, but I still want to record my podcast. And obviously, he's my priority. So this is how I did it, okay? To tell you the truth, breathe, especially Kapalabhati breathing, Kapalabhati, because it's just basically focus on the exhale. And it might seem like it's a fast breathing because it is like a fire breathing, actually. It's the same, okay? But it relaxes you, especially when you are feeling the anxiety kind of build up. Okay, just breathe. It really helps me out. And I told my coach the other day, I was just in that moment, a very similar one to today, but I told myself, breathe, Monica, and it works and it helps. And even though I felt like yelling to the poor dog, it's not fair. Don't yell to your dogs. But sometimes I'm like, yeah, not right now. Okay, in order not to yell at your dog or your kids or your cats or your, I don't know, significant other, please breathe. Left, definitely breathe. And there's tons of techniques that I've taught you before. But right now, I'm reminding you of the fact that you can just, as if you're blowing a candle many times. Imagine it's your birthday. Okay, number two, embrace the messy, embrace the hard, embrace the process, the journey, and definitely enjoy. Yes, how can you enjoy something like that? Yes, you can. I know you can, so let's do it. It's important because it is part of our growth, and it's just so amazing when we're in it. But definitely, number three, take the drama out of it. Because let's say we're stressed, we are worried, or, like I said, anxious or scared. In this case, I was like, oh, stressed. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It's just like, oh, kind of frustrated. Yeah, I had a lot of frustration. But let's say if I'm mad because I'm frustrated, or I'm mad because I stopped the podcast recording, then we add like a layer of more negativity to it. And it's already negative enough with the frustration. Yet that frustration is actually constructive, because eventually we're going to solve it. We're going to solve whatever is going on. And that's when I actually connected with my dog and I took him out, and I'm like, oh, here's a kettlebell. So after I helped him, then I did another set of kettlebell. In this case, I did some squats with the kettlebells. Yeah. And once you take that extra layer off, there's no drama. It's just like, okay, so I was frustrated. Yes, it was hard, but here I am laughing and smiling. And there's nothing better than actually resting and having like a relief after you've worked really hard, and after you've gone, just like when you go to the gym or you go running, or whatever you like to do, you swim, and then you did it and you're like, ah, you feel so good. So, even lying on your couch doesn't feel as good when you haven't done any exercise or hiking or walking or playing pickleball, whatever you like to do. Maybe you're lifting weights and then you feel really good afterwards. So it's like, you don't feel like it. Fortunately, I love training and working out. And for me, it's like a relief. For me, it's like a reward. But the point is that it feels way better when you do something that is challenging. So if it's really easy for me to do this, maybe lift or exercise or yoga, asana, or move or Pilates exercise, that's not gonna be as satisfying and fulfilling as when I did something really, let's say today I was working on my bridge and that was hard, and I lifted one leg and then I'm like, let me kick the other one, and it's like, ugh. That was not easy, but I almost did it. So getting closer to your goal feels really good. It's like, yes, I'm gonna achieve it tomorrow. And then you try it again the next day and the next day until like, oh, that's easy. Just like when you're learning to walk, or your kids, a toddler learning to walk never quits. And that's why I say this is my tip number five and last one for today. Keep going, my friend, for whatever you want and for what is right for you and your loved ones, because only you know what is right for you and for your kids, and in my case, for my dog. I mean, if he wants to live, I'm going to be there with him so that he lives the most satisfying and successful life. And, you know, just like a dog, we can also just reinitiate our lives, our energy. And if you're not feeling that great, okay, maybe we should talk. DM me on Instagram at Monica Stancio so that I can help you as the abs coach from the inside out to, yeah, go from where you are to where you want to be. Maybe you're sick and tired of being tired, or you're sick and tired of feeling sick, or not your best. And I'm going to tell you, even from my own experience, not only that I see that most people are not at their best, I see people like having between a cold, a flu, always like, or the sniffles, and you know, that's not totally health. And when it comes to me, I wasn't sleeping enough also because of Valentino. Poor baby, it's not your fault, but you know, I like to have my 8 hours, and he was crying and I'm like, oh, I gotta wake up. Just like with a baby, with a kid. So, wow, it really affects me because it's sleep deprivation. And when you're sleep deprived, you can't be your best. And I teach that when it comes to our microbiome. We do need to sleep our hours. You may need less hours than me or maybe more, but I love getting an 8.5 hours in on average, because I've even documented that. And so whatever you need, whether it's the sleep, the right foods, the right drinks, the right mindset, all that can be optimized so that you're feeling good most of the time, even though life is, as I said today and told you from real life, real life challenges, it is 50-50. I believe so. So thank you for listening. If you like it, it resonates with you, it would be wonderful and amazing if you gave it a great rating of 5 stars. I haven't asked for those in a long time, but I think it's time for me to reactivate it so that maybe you can leave a nice review and help me out so that I can promote it. Anyway, I love to give and to receive as a good feminine energy woman. And I was just talking about that on my feminine fitness page, because feminine is not, you know, fast and furious. It's receptive. It's so many things, but it's soft. And this softer energy that I'm practicing now feels really good. It's just me, you know? And if you're a woman listening to me and you're curious about that, let me know. And if you're a man, whether you're curious about feminine fitness for men, I have that. And for men and women over 36 that maybe have some health issues, in quotes, and just not feeling your best, let me help you not only relieve constipation, lose weight, feel great, but many other things that you may think are normal, like having high blood pressure, high blood sugar, hormone imbalances. Maybe you're fatigued all the time. That's not normal. At least that's not the health that I'm talking about. And remember, microbiome is everything. And I will keep talking about this definitely, but 70 to 80% of your immunity depends on your good microbes. Okay? So we got to feed those right with the prebiotic fibers that eventually make the postbiotics by your natural probiotics. And I explained this in the course that I'm creating for you, as well as one-on-ones if you're interested. And what was I going to say? That 90 to 95% of your serotonin, which is our happy hormone, you know, feel good chemical neurotransmitter, guess what? Is also made by our gut. It's like gut bacteria dependent. Okay. So lactobacillus, more bifidobacteria, and just more of the good things in your gut. The good things. Okay. The good germs. No. I'm talking about bacteria. Anyway, that's why I call them natural probiotics, not probiotics from sauerkraut, which are okay. And of course, it's great to have them from supplements if you prefer. But I'm talking about the most natural way. And to sum it up, in case you're curious, and I just love to explain it once more, it's basically the fibers are our prebiotics that feed our good bacteria, meaning our probiotics in our GI tract, our gastrointestinal tract, which is our second brain. And they produce the short chain fatty acids that are our postbiotics. Okay, that also include enzymes and vitamins and amino acids. It's super fascinating, and I'm just doing more research on it. I love it, and I want you to love it. And mostly, I just want you to love yourself. I want you to love your gut, and I want you to love your sleep. And I'm going to go to sleep soon, so I got to go. Thank you so much. And remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more, get physical. Yay, as I told you. And definitely focus on the positive, okay? Definitely know what you want and go for what you want, and I'll help you get there. Cheers. Thank you.